phones.
You might get that one line through. Who knows? Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The idea of a vaccine passport for Americans, something that's raised privacy concerns, the White House ruling out the creation of a national vaccine passport for Americans. As the number of COVID cases increases, President Biden urging states and local governments that have given up mask mandates to reimpose them. His appeal comes after the head of the CDC said that she had a feeling of impending doom. COVID cases up 10% in the U.S. over the past week. After an emotional first day, the trial of the former police officer charged in the death of George Floyd has resumed this morning in Minneapolis. On Wall Street, stocks are in negative territory. Right now, the Dow is down about 29 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 100. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Ryan Vreck, animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's an interesting week. We have a storm system on the way, followed by a late-season cool snap later in the week. Today will be a little bit warmer, high temperature up to about 76. There is a risk of a shower or thunderstorm later on this afternoon and scattered storms tonight. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. Thunderstorms become likely on Wednesday. Some of the storms could be strong, and we're even under a marginal severe weather risk. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Thursday, windy and sharply cooler behind the storm system. High temperatures only in the upper 50s. I kid you not. In fact, I think we'll be in the mid-30s by Friday morning with patchy frost. It's very late in the season for that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Flickering lights, snaps, crackles, and pops from your electrical outlets? Keep your family safe. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their two free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We would usually talk over the phone at this time to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, but since the phones aren't operating correctly, let me tell you about Prattville Carpet. Well, number one, great service, great people, family-owned business. Ray and his father, Ronnie Bowles, proud to own and operate Prattville Carpet. They offer the best quality products, teamed up with their provider, supplier, Mohawk. And they've reached Color Elite status recently, which allows them to get all sorts of incredible discounts and deals for you, the consumer. And the way this works, especially it's worked through the pandemic, is when you call 285-8117, that is the number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117, they will come to you for free, bring samples, we'll measure all of this for free, a free in-home consultation, and it's for you and for them. It's for them to understand, hey, what's the job going to require? It's for you to understand, how much is this going to cost? Mm-hmm. How do you think this is going to look? They'll even leave samples with you overnight if you want to sleep on it before you make a final decision on whether you're looking for carpet, traditional hardwood, laminate flooring, luxury vinyl flooring, or even ceramic tile for the kitchen or the bathroom, maybe even the backsplash in either of those rooms. Prattville Carpet has the goods. They have the flooring and the materials. Really great stuff. I in particular, they installed some luxury vinyl panel flooring in my home that I'm renting right now. I don't own it. But it is fantastic stuff. And it even has like a softer feel to it mm-hmm. than traditional hardwood. I've experienced that before. Much easier to clean than traditional hardwood.
Got a little bit of flex in there. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of waterproof elements to it, especially if you're doing a beach home or mm-hmm. something on the lake where you know a lot of water is going to be kicked up. Prattville Carpet can provide you with all of this stuff. So give them a call today, 285-8117. You can also stop by their location at 2201 Cobbs Ford Road. There in Prattville. And be sure, whether you stop by or give them a call at 285-8117, to tell Prattville Carpet that you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. I'm going to keep giving that out. And y'all can try, especially you regulars out there. Love to hear from you if the phones would work. But apparently some line was cut. And it's amazing how we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that it requires being unconnected to learn that every once in a while. But here's an interesting story, shifting gears here. Enough ranting and raving for this morning. And I'm going to just read this directly because it's historic. And it's an issue, I think, that cuts across a lot of different interest ideologies. The headline is from the Wall Street Journal. It reads, "The NCAA faces showdown over player compensation and future of college sports." For 115 years... Right, Rachel Bachman and Laney Higgins of the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
For 115 years, the National Collegiate Athletic Association has been tightening its grip on what became the multi-billion dollar college sports industry, with the lucrative annual men's basketball tournament as its flagship. In the next few months, however, the NCAA stands to lose control of its empire's future over an issue its member schools long hoped to avoid, athlete compensation. College athletes have historically been classified as amateurs, even as they helped generate billions for their colleges and universities and made millionaires of their coaches. Yeah, just ask the coaches, especially mm-hmm. here in Alabama. NCAA rules have long capped athletes' compensation at little more than tuition, room, and board, plus a few, $100 handshakes. But no, wait, no, that's illegal.
New car every now and again.
Nice apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, how's your mom doing?
She's wonderful. It's got a brand new Cadillac.
That's good to hear. But public sentiment that once supported the existing model of the amateurs, all you can get is room and board and tuition. Right. Well, that's reversing. And long silent athletes have become loud critics of the system. Numerous players marked the start of this year's NCAA tournament by tweeting, #NotNCAAProperty. The tension has created a scramble to define the future of college athletics. State and federal politicians in both parties have proposed dozens of bills that would let college athletes earn money from their name, image, and likeness, a step that is forbidden under current NCAA policy. A handful of states, well, they've already passed laws, including one in Florida that takes effect July the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA itself has called for federal legislation to override a chaotic patchwork of state oversight.
Shocking.
I love that. A chaotic patchwork, or it could be, you know, a good federalist system.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know,
they're getting things started.
We could try decentralization because we're choking on centralization.
You notice the phone ain't working. You want your mic to stop working?
I'm just tired of these folks who read the Tower of Babel and go, I think we can make this work.
Well, you can be tired.
Okay,
for
you
a long
nimrods.
Time.
Like, give me a break. Now the NCAA faces a week like no other. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in a case related to college athlete compensation on Wednesday. That's tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
This is 3 days before the men's basketball Final Four begins.
Heck of a time.
Oh, so sad that the Crimson Tide lost. They had a good run, though.
They did have a good run. But I hate their...
Well, are they a basketball school now?
Well, they every once in a while, they'll go over. But you know what they did lose, or Auburn did win, the equestrian championship for 2021.
Was that horses?
Yes, sir.
What are the... Like, is that where the horses run or jump?
Both.
Okay.
The equestrian.
I don't know.
There's a horse involved.
I've only ridden a horse a few times in my life. I enjoyed it, but... Never thought that I'm going to make a sport of this.
Me neither.
But Auburn won the equestrian gym?
They're 2021 champions.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Yeah. A ruling is expected this on the Supreme Court case by the end of June. I genuinely believe that this year will be the most pivotal year in college sports history since its founding, said NCAA President Mark Emmert. The landscape could soon look much different, with college athletes winning economic rights that would further blur the line between them and paid professionals. As soon as this summer, college athletes might be able to accept money to endorse a product on Instagram, teach sports lessons, or video record a greeting for a fan. Yeah, I think you should be allowed to do that. The idea that if I sign up with this college, that I can't go make... Like, if I go to college, I can go, you know, work other jobs, too.
That's my thing, Joey.
It's just like, what do you...
What if you wanted an Auburn fullback to... He had summer jobs of mowing grass. Can he no longer do that?
Well, it depends on how much he's getting... What's his rate? Like $1,000 a lawn?
I don't think that's anybody's business between him and the client.
Salaries for athletes are off the table for now, but some proposals take a big step in that direction, requiring schools to share some athletic revenues with them. That would radically change college athletics' century-old notion of amateurism. Mm-hmm. Athletes and their advocates argue that they risk injury to help generate huge sums for their universities, all while under stricter limits than other college students.
I kind of agree with that.
That's what I was just getting at.
Yeah.
Critics fear that even a modest change, such as allowing athletes to endorse products, could set off bidding wars for recruits, further divide the wealthiest and poorest athletic departments. Oh, no. Oh, no. How dare the University of Alabama, with all their success in the correct coaching hires, be able to make more money than other schools? Oh, no. God, this egalitarian crap is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And siphon revenue that would otherwise help support the dozen or so other teams that a typical athletic department funds outside of football and men's basketball. They also argue that college sports help give many athletes a chance at an education they might not otherwise have. Yeah, all these people walking around with college degrees are doing great. The roots of college sports' preeminent governing body date to 1906, when several dozen colleges founded what became the NCAA to curb deaths from dangerous plays in football. All begins with safety. Today, it oversees 24 men's and women's sports at more than 1,000 schools. Nearly 80% of the NCAA's roughly $1 billion annual budget comes from the sale of TV and marketing rights fees led by the men's basketball tournament. Most of that money is redistributed to NCAA member schools. The NCAA acts as the sheriff of college sports, punishing teams that violate its rules, governing things from the number of football practices before the first game, no more than 25, to the modes of transportation that can be used during an athlete recruiting visit. No limousines.
No limos. Okay, my new rule would make limos.
Man, I invest in all these like limousines, and I can't use them to recruit athletes.
Remember Auburn had that.
Oh, really? I don't know. I forgot that story.
Yeah, we got in a little trouble.
Is that with like the Bowden era?
Was it Bowden or?
I know Bowden. That I know the probation year happened then. But
I think it was right after Bowden when we got the limo, and it was very short time, like a couple weeks. We got in trouble. No more limo.
The NCAA also organizes national championships and has drawn sharp criticism for the inferior marketing, amenities, and COVID-19 testing for the women's basketball tournament compared with the men's.
Also, if you ever watch an Auburn game or one of your favorite games, football games, the host that they have narrating the games, most of them suck. Usually turn it down and listen to the radio.
Oh, you do that?
All the time, because I cannot stand them.
Yeah, just not good announcers.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, what has happened to broadcasting? I mean, just look at this. Look at this show. The issue intensified the pressure on Mr. Emmert, he's the president of the NCAA, prompted a letter of deep concern from 36 Democrats in the U.S. House. This is about the disparity between the men's and women's tournaments, how they've been promoted and the like. And we touched on this. I mean, I looked at the disparity with the weight rooms and was like, hey, that's not cool.
Kind of ridiculous.
But have you watched any of the women's tournament this year, Eddie?
No, but I do want to watch some replays. There's a good game last night with UConn. I want to watch some replays of. Mainly because...
Don't you already know the result?
Yeah, but mainly because at the end of the game, a girl was fouled. They didn't call the foul.
You want to see the controversy.
Yeah. Plus, she looked pretty hot.
The NCAA's rulemaking process can make affecting big changes nearly impossible. A proposal must survive a winding path. It's worse than the Catholic Church. The NCAA has more than 150 committees, three times as many as the U.S. Congress, and gains support from school representatives from across the country with widely varying budgets and goals. The association that all of us are a part of has failed to articulate a clear vision for the future of college athletics, said Jack Swarbrick, director of athletics at Notre Dame. And we may have found ourselves constantly responding to others' vision of what that should be and playing defense. That's from the president, director of athletics at Notre Dame. Public opinion on athlete compensation is shifting. Between 2013 and 2017, the share of Americans who said scholarships were sufficient compensation for college athletes dropped from 71% to 60%. According to Seton Hall University, which regularly polls the public on such sports topics. 2 years later, 60% believe college athletes should be allowed to profit from the use of their name, image, or likeness, while 32% said they shouldn't. This year's poll showed a majority still support that right, 56% with opposition falling to 25%. The share of people who were undecided rose to 19% from 8%. Other forces have driven the change. The value of live sports broadcasts has exploded, driving college athletics revenues. The public has grown increasingly aware of the risk of long-term damage from concussions suffered playing football. Increased attention on racial justice issues emphasize the poor optics of restricting the earnings of largely black football and men's basketball players, while mostly white head coaches take home, in many cases, their respective state's highest public salary.
Yeah, kind of bad optics.
When the pandemic and lockdown sent some college students home to study remotely, many of the athletes remained on campus to play games. Some are now holed up in Indianapolis hotel rooms for the basketball tournament. We can only leave our rooms to go to practice or to the game, one Iowa basketball player, Jordan Bahanan said from Indianapolis before the NCAA slightly loosened the rules. He and his teammates limited their social contacts this season and underwent testing for COVID-19 daily, more often than many frontline healthcare workers.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the teams or the organizations bought those tests. And wasn't Duke essentially kicked out of the tourney?
Yep.
Well, that's why they're testing all the time.
There was another female coach that came out last night and said, get rid of this bubble for the Final Four. It's ridiculous. Get rid of the bubble.
In 2019, California lawmakers voted 112-0 to give college athletes in the state the right to earn money from their athletic fame. The president of the NCAA pushed back, writing to Governor Gavin Newsom that the bill would remove the essential element of fairness and equal treatment that forms the bedrock of college sports.
You messing with my wallet.
Oh, these folks are so full of crap.
All right, so Joey, after reading that and you being familiar as you are with college sports, do you see a fix? Do you have an idea of a fix?
I don't think you should necessarily have to do direct salaries or anything like that. But if somebody, by their talents or their skill, makes a name for themselves, I don't think they should lose the rights to be able to earn money off their name.
Agreed. But now, that being said, and I'm agreeing with you.
Especially like you have a great Instagram page or something. People make all sorts of money as influencers endorsing products.
But is it going to be everybody writes their own deal in that, where a quarterback can get a lot more money than, say, a punter? Or is this going to be...
Quarterbacks usually get more money than punters.
But, I mean, in this scenario, where college, everybody's supposed to be even, is the quarterback going to get the same money as the punter?
I think it's just recognizing what's already true.
It would be depending, maybe, perhaps, on how much the quarterback marketed himself as opposed to the punter.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if that's the case, if we don't go to scholarships, we take the scholarships away and we're going to pay them, can athletes now be expected to pay as they go at school? We don't have a scholarship, we're going to pay you. So you should take your own money that we're going to pay you with for your education. Because we're already trading your services for money now. So you should be...
At a certain point, it becomes an accounting sort of maneuver. So it's like, hey, here's a scholarship, and if that meets the full revenue share, I don't know if they should go for a full revenue share. I don't know how correct that would be.
Right.
But if you're going to go for that, I think you just account for the cost of the school in that revenue share.
All right. Now, you say there's $1 billion that the NCAA makes, right? That seems like a lot of money that could be split up between everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And even Charles Barkley commented the other day that don't discount the price of education. Education is super important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, these athletes, and I feel for them, because what if they get hurt? Then they're just disposed of. Education, no everything ends. So I think there's got to be a backstop there. But don't discount great education that these people are offered. But again, if we're going to pay them, and I'm all for paying them, because again, say, Joey, that you come from a family that just doesn't have a whole lot. So in the summers, your family is used to Joey working to help bring in some money. But now that Joey plays football, he's not allowed to work during the summers.
Right.
See, that's now your family's suffering.
Right. Well, and here is what all this was winding up to, this case in the Supreme Court. Then last December, the Supreme Court announced it would hear arguments from the case Alston versus the NCAA, a case brought by Shawnee Alston, a former West Virginia football player, and other athletes that questioned whether the association engaged in anti-competitive practices by capping educational benefits athletes could receive. The class action is the latest in a string of athlete lawsuits alleging the NCAA rules violate federal antitrust law. To fend off these challenges, the NCAA spent $33 million on legal fees in 2019, up from $14 million 5 years earlier. In April 2020, prodded in part by the California law, the NCAA Board of Governors approved areas for modernizing the name, image, likeness rules. The changes would allow athletes to be paid by third parties for endorsements and public appearances, but would forbid schools from paying athletes directly. That might end up being, I think, the final compromise here. Proposals outlining the changes were to be considered at a January 2021 NCAA convention. Days before the convention, the Justice Department's Antitrust Division warned the NCAA in a letter not to adopt new policies that could violate antitrust law. After the Supreme Court agreed to consider the breadth of the association's authority to adopt restrictions on athlete compensation in the name of amateurism, the NCAA halted its plan. The court could reinforce broad authority for the NCAA, which would give the association greater leverage as it negotiates with state and federal lawmakers, or find it as unreasonably limited college athletes' compensation. In recent weeks, college athletes received support from the Justice Department, which filed an amicus brief in support of Mr. Alston. Regardless of how this shakes out, one thing seems clear. College athletes will be better off in 6 months than they were today. That's from a professor of sports law at Tulane University.
Well, I think they've got the public behind them. Obviously, they've got lawmakers behind them. You look at you said in California it was 104-0.
112-0.
112-0.
Yeah.
So at this point, the NCAA is just scrambling trying to keep their money. And I don't understand why not years ago when people got frustrated with the NCAA, why didn't we just step away from them?
Well, I mean, they have a stranglehold on the complete college athletics scene.
Unless everyone steps away.
Yeah, but they're invested. If you heard in that, a lot of these colleges end up with the money. Mm-hmm. Anything these coaches get paid.
Oh, I agree.
And all these other athletics get paid. I mean, a lot of this revenue sharing directly to the colleges, they're all in on it. That's why the NCAA is strong.
Players.
Well, except for the players, yeah. All the owners, so to speak, mm-hmm. are in the catbird seat.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see where this case goes. But it's an important case. Could have massive ramifications
big
going
time,
forward.
Man.
We'll see where the Supreme Court goes with it.
We think of football because that's the most obvious, but it's going to be every sport.
Oh, yeah.
Gymnastics, it's going to be everything.
272-9228, 272-9228. You can try, but we're still having phone trouble.
Yeah, still having trouble.
This part of the program, though, brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. That's physical spelled in a funky way, but a way I like. FYZICAL, Physical Prattville. Give Don Sexton, the owner and physical therapist there, a call. You can work with her or the physical therapist assistant, Nancy Alexander. They're both great people, as I've described, like, especially Dawn. I spent a lot of time with her. It's like meeting a long-lost friend that you never knew you had. And she's not only a great person, down-to-earth person to work with, but she has the expertise and the technology to help you or a loved one get your walking and balance back. A lot of folks take that for granted. And whether it was an injury or some affliction that might have hit you in life that caused you to lose your balance or your confidence in walking wherever you'd like to go, it could be an ankle injury or knee injury, could be something with your inner ear, could be vision problems. Of course, things like strokes can bring this about. And they can help you get your balance back as well as your ability to walk where you need to walk back. And right now, they're doing a free balance test. So call them today, whether it's you or a loved one, 595-9990. Call them and ask about a free balance test. And it's really doesn't take that long. You get to stop by Physical Prattville there in Prattville at 2092 Fairview Avenue. It's right off the I-65 exit. And you can really see where you're at. It might be you're just favoring one side or the other. It might not be that extreme. Maybe your problem is you're having trouble getting up and down out of the chair. I mean, there can be all sorts of problems that you might have. And they can solve the problem with their virtual reality technology, a walking track with harnesses, so you can have the confidence to really test out your walking without any fear of falling. Stop scheduling your life around your ability to get around. You know, get your walking back, get your balance back. It's just as easy as calling Physical Prattville. 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test today. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
TV. Hello, Montgomery. Crazy times make for crazy good deals. Get WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for the crazy low price of $29.99 per month. And get a free modem for 6 months. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow. This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, a great combination.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
A warm shower after a long day. Clean dishes after a dinner party with friends. At Spire, we know how important warm water is to a family. But old electric water heaters simply can't keep up with the demands of a busy home. Natural gas water heaters are more efficient and heat water up to twice as fast as electric. And if you switch now, you can save up to $600 with a rebate at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
This is the show where every dog's dream can come true.
ABC Tonight, Rebel Wilson hosts a new breed of reality competition.
Release the hounds!
Prepare to be bow wowed by the amazing transformations.
This dog looks like a piece of art.
As America's top groomers go head to tail.
This is go time.
Who will be best in show?
This is Pooch Perfect.
The series premiere of Pooch Perfect.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's an interesting week. We have a storm system on the way, followed by a late-season cool snap later in the week. Today will be a little bit warmer, high temperature up to about 76. There is a risk of a shower or thunderstorm later on this afternoon and scattered storms tonight. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. Thunderstorms become likely on Wednesday. Some of the storms could be strong, and we're even under a marginal severe weather risk. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Thursday, windy and sharply cooler behind the storm system. High temperatures only in the upper 50s. I kid you not. In fact, I think we'll be in the mid-30s by Friday morning with patchy frost. It's very late in the season for that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Bitcoin is up over $59,000. Yeah, $59,000 of Bitcoin. That is incredible. Sitting at about $59,420 right now. Wow. It's incredible to see that come online. Ethereum, also another good cryptocurrency, especially as Visa is looking to get in on the action. It's amazing to see these things I was messing with 5-6 years ago kind of quietly start to go mainstream. Truly incredible stuff there. And you know the phrase, folks. I think it's from Orwell's Animal Farm. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Some animals more equal than others. Well, apparently Chris Cuomo, brother of Governor Andrew Cuomo, he received even more attention than other VIPs during COVID tests. It's good to be the king, or at least the brother of the king. The Washington Post ran a brutal behind-the-scenes report on how Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo prioritized COVID testing in the early months of the pandemic, including how his brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, allegedly received treatment beyond others on the so-called VIP list. According to sources, more than 100 individuals with close ties to the governor were referred to as priorities, specials, inner circle, or criticals, and were logged in an electronic data sheet that was kept separate from a database for the general public.
Nice.
Yeah, but this is the government that's going to advance equity.
To who?
Inequality.
To who?
The Post reported that Dr. Eleanor Adams, a top New York physician, who was tasked by the Cuomo administration to coordinate COVID testing in nursing homes, was dispatched multiple times to Chris Cuomo's home in the Hamptons, where visits sometimes stretched for hours.
Wonder if it was over 4 hours and he had to call him.
You know, I've been lifting more.
Yeah?
Does that mean I need to take extra special care of myself in the midst of COVID? Like, if I got a mean deadlift day coming up,
right.
Should I get an extra test or something? Is there something about, like, my glutes being on fire that makes me more exposed to COVID?
It could.
Yeah.
We just don't know enough about it right now, Joey.
I just wanted to set glutes on fire.
Oh.
But I am not a liar. But Cuomo is. Among Cuomo's relatives, Chris Cuomo's family received attention that appeared to go beyond that of others, receiving multiple visits at their Hamptons home from the Department of Health physician Eleanor Adams, according to two people familiar with the visits, the Washington Post wrote. At the time, Adams had a senior role for the state, coordinating testing issues for high-risk settings such as nursing homes, which we all know the story about nursing homes in New York. CNN spokesman Matt Dornick told the Post, as we have already said, we generally do not comment on employees' medical care and have nothing more to add. Okay. Except that they did that dog and pony show.
Sure did.
For months on your airwaves, CNN. Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi.
That's his name?
Azzopardi.
Is he a rapper?
Azzopardi. Must be Italian. There was no VIP program, as the Washington Post describes, this spokesman says. When priority was given, it was to nurses, guardsmen, state workers, and other government officials central to the pandemic response. And those were in the direct contact with us, as well as individuals believed to have been exposed to COVID who had had the capability to spread it further and impact vital operations. So, you know, y'all know how this works.
Yeah.
Very official language. Blah, 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 blah.
How could he still be sitting there, Joey, when we got 9 women?
Because this man has no shame.
I understand he has no shame, but...
No shame.
That's
why he was governor. No shame.
So no one has no shame, because they're just letting it go.
Oh, no, they're going after him.
Who's going? I mean, I see it, but...
These lawmakers, but they're slow.
How many more women are he's going to go after before they get him?
Yeah.
And what's Biden's comment? He got any comment on Cuomo?
How would you react if the governor put a big one on you?
I'd get some sani wipes in a hurry.
You wouldn't get violent, would you?
I don't know if I'd get violent on TV.
Of course, I'm talking about Governor Cuomo.
Right, I wouldn't get violent on TV, but I would get the sanitizer wipes on TV.
Actually, I'd love to see that on TV. Like, if he kissed you, and then Eddie just gave him a big backhand.
Joey, I'm a professional, so I understand.
No, but he had it coming.
Oh, he's got it coming.
No, I'd love to see that. Some woman just smack him. We're getting a little too handsy.
What? There's a picture in the, I think it was on Fox yesterday, that showed him with the last number 9 accuser. And he grabbed her in such a way and kissed her on the cheek. And it shows in the picture, his hand is like behind her head. He's in control of her.
Yeah.
And she even said, I know the difference between a friendly kiss and a sexual innuendo.
A little peck, right. These sorts of things. Like, the classic greeting. Right. How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah.
And, but that wasn't what he was doing.
No, and she said she's wanted to speak out about
when
it forever.
When you tend to grab somebody, whether it's a person or a puppy, by the nape of the neck, you tend to be in control.
Right. Especially if you are the governor and they are private citizen Linda or Mary. Or
I wonder how long this guy's going to last.
Well, I mean, he's at number 9. I thought number 7 would get him gone. And if there's 9, if there's 6, there's 7, there's 9, there's also 11, there's 16, there's 20. Believe me, this is not a new thing he started.
No, and I'm amazed to see, well, I guess when it rains, it pours. The first person came out, and now, well, more and more folks feel bold that, hey, I'm not alone. This didn't just happen to me. That's how these stories work out. But it is certainly a pattern of behavior by Andrew Cuomo, and I'm just not surprised, though, that those with power and privilege who claim to be advancing equity and equality have special rules for their friends and family. Shocking.
How do we get in those special rules? We have to marry into that?
Yeah, you got to win political power. That's how it usually works. Or have a lot of money.
Screwed.
And you can buy a bunch of your own tests. 272-9228.
What if I'm just really cool and I want them to hang out with me? Do I get any money?
No. No. I mean, you could sell them a house for like $5.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
No, that's so often some of the deals that are made up there. It's like, how'd you get this multi-million dollar home?
Bernie Sanders.
How many like, and it, and it, wait, you bought it for $5?
Yeah, but I also got a refund for $450. So.
It's just so corrupt. Oh, and by the way, a Texas congresswoman, Customs and Border Patrol warned Biden about border crisis if Trump-era policies were reversed. You don't say.
And what'd they say to her?
Oh, that's just not true. It's not like they're just coming over because they saw Joe was going to be president.
They heard there were free T-shirts when you get here. You know, a lot of people will do a lot of things for a T-shirt, Joey.
That is true.
I don't know if I'd walk quite that far for promise of a T-shirt, but...
Yeah, incentives do matter.
Yeah.
And also, the vote finished up yesterday at the Amazon facility in Alabama.
Yeah.
But apparently we won't know the outcome for several days, if not weeks.
Yeah, it'll take a while.
Why does it take so long to count a union vote? Like, how many people are at that plant?
How long does it take to count election votes in general?
Shouldn't take long at all.
It shouldn't, but it does.
What? How many workers are there? A few thousand?
I'd say, I don't know for sure, but I'd say under 3,000.
That's not that many people.
That's a two-day vote. In a union deal, that's a two-day vote.
It took them 2 days to actually execute the vote.
2 days to count the vote.
Count the vote.
Probably took them a day. It probably took them 2 days to execute the vote because you had multiple shifts. And I don't know if they're running. And they got to be running 7 days a week, so they're running minimum 3 shifts, if not 4. So it'll take 2 days to do the vote and then 2 days to count the vote. Nothing like that works in a hurry.
Well, we'll see the outcome. And even if they do vote yes, we want a union, there's going to be a big
a lot of pushback.
Fight.
Amazon's already dumped one of the places I think they were going to do in Birmingham. They had plans. Now, let me tell you, I've been involved in this union activity before. You talk about a fight. It's a true fight when you're trying to bring a union in. There's no gloves on both sides. And after this union vote goes through, whether it's positive or whether it passes or not, there will be repercussions.
Well,
there will be.
We shall see. 272-9228. Like, I can't believe these things are... Like, it just takes one backhoe to cut a wire.
Well, I've gotten a couple questions. One of the questions somebody has wrote me is if we start paying players, do their grades actually matter?
Do they now?
They're supposed to because there's that academic probation.
Mm.
But if we start playing them, do they even have to go to class?
No, I think the grades still matter. You're still a student.
Still a student, yes, but
yeah,
you got money to pay the teacher off now.
Well, no, and if like your grades go under, like we don't have to pay you because you can't play. That I think that's a simple.
You think
thing.
So?
Yeah.
You don't think that'll muddy the waters at all? I mean,
it could, but is the money going to find its way to the teach?
If I'm a player, I'll go directly to the teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. Hey, man, I'll give you $200.
No, but and again, I'm not necessarily for revenue sharing.
Right.
I think that might be too far. I think when you start to say, hey, if you sign this deal to get a scholarship and play for us, you forfeit your right to your own image and likeness rights. That I don't agree with at all. I think that is too much of a power play. Direct revenue sharing? Yeah, that might be a bit much.
Well, one of the things was NCAA and the money they're making just off the, you know, the players. What about, does that include all the video games and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's what they're catching. That's all the revenue they're capturing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll see. I had somebody say, who's your provider? I'm like, I don't even know. I pay my own phone bill.
Who's your provider, Joey?
I barely use landlines as it is. I only use it here for the station.
Right.
When's the last time I've had a home phone call?
That's just funny. Who's your provider? Who's your trash with? Do you know?
My trash?
Yeah, his trash service. Do you know?
Like at home?
Yeah.
The city.
What's the name of them? Who do you cut a check to?
Waterworks. Yeah.
Okay. I figured you were above all that. You had somebody took care of that little stuff for you there.
You think too highly of me, Mr. Vader.
Obviously. Well, I figured...
I got the big green can like everybody
and
else.
And you towed it to the curb? You don't make...
I towed it to the curb. You've seen the incline of my driveway, especially when it's wet outside. It's a perilous journey.
Yes, it is. It is. That's why I'm surprised you don't have helpers.
No, I do it myself.
Good for you.
Do it myself.
Stay humble, Joey.
Well, I have to fully admit that my kitchen is a little stanky.
I imagine your kitchen is
You fall behind. No pizza. I made some pasta the other day.
Oh, okay.
And you know how the cheese gets all sticky to the pan? You got to run multiple rounds of hot water in there. It's not like you can put it in the dishwasher.
No, because you're going to have to wash it again.
Right. And so, I don't know. And you get behind, and you're doing things over the weekend, and you come home, and you're like, I got to go work out, and then I got to read this thing, and I got to watch the news, and it's like, I don't have time to scrub the pots.
You're not in the kitchen. You're in the other room, so it's kind of not in your frontal lobe there.
I'm just saying that it's just me. Being a bachelor is difficult.
It can be, Ron Jeremy.
What are you talking about? That's gross. Why are you so gross? Like, I thought I was the gross one with
I just saw your stash and stuff coming in. You're getting very...
I look like Ron Jeremy to you?
You're like a young... Yeah, with your stash coming in.
Wait, of all the people who have worn a mustache in the history of the world, you go with Ron Jeremy, who's been accused of all sorts of sexual assault? That's what you're throwing at me, Eddie Bader?
That's a bunch of crap. I just know him as the porn star, Ron Jeremy. And that's who you're coming through with that mustache. It's getting a little wild.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to hit a break.
Okay.
We're going to reset. We're going to pretend like the last 5 minutes didn't happen.
All right, Ron.
That's my grandfather's name. Thank you very much.
Really?
So,
tell him I said hey.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me, Adam.
Ron Jeremy. I'm not that short.
Not
I'm short,
that
but
either.
I'm... Yeah. What a gross human being. We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids, and you would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility. Call about our 50% off special for the month of March. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, it's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
There's never been a better time to save on Michelin tires than right now through Monday, April 5th at Grace Tire and Auto.
Up to $120 in total rebates with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
Receive up to $170 in rebates on the Michelin Cross Climate 2 or Pilot tire lines. Grace Tire and Auto is your AAA certified repair center in the River Region. Anytime you spend a dollar, you get free roadside assistance for a whole year.
Visit GraceTireCenter.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie.
All right.
And thank God for our next in-studio guest, Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Thank God for you, Kim.
And thank God for you.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. I love coming up here.
I enjoy having you up here, especially when Eddie's acting up. It's a nice change of pace.
Well, I don't know if he's acting up. I mean, right. He made a comment that I didn't believe to be true. And
thank you.
Because of all the material you had in front of you, it was blocking everything below your eyes.
Now you can see
my
face.
So I had to raise up. Yep. And he's got a stash. I think we ought to have a vote. I mean, take a picture, send it out, and vote. Does he look like Eric Estrada or...
Tom Selleck? Do a poll. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'll take Estrada or Selleck all day, every day.
All we need to do is put like a police uniform on him.
Really, you're going to take a photo right now?
Yeah, we're going to.
Y'all are going to run with this?
You bet.
So, how's the mortgage business these days?
Joey, funny you ask. You know, that's just what I do.
Who would have thought?
I mean, that's right up my alley. The mortgage business is great, okay? Let me tell you. Home purchases are up week over week, year over year. They're up 26% this year from last year. But, you know, I come on here and talk with you gentlemen, and we talk about refinances because I love refinances. But not to overshadow, we do purchases too.
Okay.
Of course.
And they do it very well.
And we get calls, and that's why I said, you know, I think I want to talk to Joey and you know, his listeners about home purchase. Absolutely. We do the same volume and the same. We have every product available, okay, on the home purchase program. And we'll find one to fit your needs and customize it to fit you, get you a pre-approval. I can't tell you how important it is to pick up the phone if you're in the home market or even thinking of putting in an offer to get that pre-approval in hand before you get in the car.
Okay. Yeah, well, because I've heard that sometimes people end up with a heartbreaking experience. Like, they find a house they really like, and they didn't do that first step.
Right. Well, and on the flip side, what's heartbreaking is your buyer that, you know, performs their due diligence. They contact a mortgage company, and they get that pre-approval. They get an offer accepted, and they find out day of closing, day before, that they're denied. That should never, ever, ever happen.
It does happen. It does.
That should never happen. So I say all that to say that the pre-approval that you get from that lender has to be worth the paper it's written on.
Sure.
And an Alabama Home Mortgage it is. If you get one from us, we've already run you through the whole process. We know you're approved.
Right.
Okay? And that's important. I can't imagine. I mean,
like that approval truly is a certification this person's ready.
Yeah. They're ready to go. I've already got everything. And we've told them the max amount they qualify for. And typically, they self-impose a restriction. You know, they qualify for so much more.
Sure.
Than what they actually end up spending.
Do you recommend folks go to the limit? Like, you know, they get pre-approved for a certain amount, but do you, I mean, is there a reason somebody might say, hey, I'm approved for 500 grand, but I'm going to go for 250?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, if you walked on a car lot, you might be approved for, you know, the $100,000 auto, but you only get the one that's 45.
That's what you need.
And then I also mention often that it's with the pre-approval, but there are a lot of steps in between when you're first purchasing a home. And I know, especially first-time buyers, it's like, I don't know the process, so I'm just going to sit and rent. But once you figure out the process, what are some of the steps before closing day?
It's very simple. First, let me just say this. We know that the process or the thought of the process can be a bit overwhelming, mm-hmm. Or stressful, but it shouldn't be. Times have changed, folks, and Alabama Home Mortgage is different. So once you give us a call and we've got your pre-approval, you know everything else we need. I've already got your pay stub. You know, send a driver's license and a copy of the contract. Very, very few items, okay? Secondly, we will hold your hand through the mortgage loan process from beginning to end. One, two, three. You might talk to us three or four times, right?
Right.
So to get your pre-approval.
Yep.
Now I'm ready to go. I'm sending my documents. I'll send your documents to you electronically. And you might get a call during the process if we have a question or need an updated pay stub, but typically you don't. We're ready to close before your contract is stated to close. We don't wait till the last minute. We don't let grass grow under our feet.
There you go.
And if you've talked to other lenders and you're not getting a call back to see if you're pre-qualified, or if you've been one of those that, and I get those quite often, where whether it be a family member or an agent calls and says, you know, we were supposed to close this tomorrow, and I just was told that it's denied.
Mm.
Isn't this something we should have already known?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they will, you know, have the customer, or I will reach out to the customer, and oftentimes we get them approved and closed. I mean, that shouldn't happen.
No, but it does, especially if you use out-of-town lender, out-of-state lender. It's the worst thing you can do. Use somebody like Kim Williams that's right here in Montgomery.
When you keep saying, call 567-4223.
Mm-hmm. You're making a mistake if you're calling 888 is the first three digits, or 800. Come on, folks.
I'll tell you from my experience.
On.
Rocket Mortgage and all these other places, they don't give a dang whether you close or not, okay? Because they know you're not going to call them up personally and give them a hard time. Kim Williams knows that you'll go to her office. Say, Kim, what's the problem?
That's why you need to call 567-4223.
Oh, and also, I mean, last night I had a customer text me about 5 after 10, and I responded.
That's my girl.
You know,
like it ain't
that
nothing.
With one of these spaceship rocket things?
No. It's the local touch.
That's right.
People go the extra mile when it's local.
Right. I'm accountable.
And that's the biggest thing. People don't get that. If you call any of these other places, out-of-town mortgages especially, they don't care. They don't
get,
if Kim doesn't do the business, Kim doesn't get paid.
That's right.
Period.
Well, and I can assure you, folks, Kim Williams is a real person sitting here right across from me. She's very much takes pride in her work and what she does.
And my name's on the line.
Yes.
Right. You know, that is my name. I mean, and that's my word.
That's right.
So you need to call 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also apply for on refinance or pre-approval.
Absolutely.
Online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
You are so right. You just click that link. We'll gather the information, and then we're notified immediately.
And we get so many callers, Kim, that call up and say what a great job you guys have done for them. You and
really
Madeline
do.
Both. We really do. And that's a testament to not only the great things that you do, but also the reach that you actually reach people here in the